Thank you so much for coming by my website. Today is the 10th of June, 2022, from the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, in the state of California, in the United States of America. We're in a cesspool of mess here. The shootings won't stop. The killings won't stop. It's not about who do we blame it on, because it's too late for that. What I'd like to do today is speak with you about the sorrow and the pain. What do we do with it? My friend Kelvin Taylor sent me a clip on Facebook by a gentleman. His name escapes me. I'm not trying to remember it. I agreed fully with the clip. This white guy was asking the question, what is a woman? He asked the question to people in the LGBT community, people outside of the community, professionals, doctors of psychiatry, and whatnot. And I was fascinated as I watched the interviews that this gentleman went on, basically flying from coast to coast, setting up these interviews with these individuals about transgendered individuals, transgendered laws, what makes a person, how does a person know who they are. Well, I thought that I would, you know, like to talk with Kelvin individually, but then I was sitting here in the studio and I said, well, John, you haven't done a webcast in a while, so why don't you just do one on this issue? So here I am on this issue. It was interesting because at the end of his various clips where he asked people, what is a woman? And he was operating, he wasn't trying to be facetious. Because I know what a woman is. A woman is, let me give you my definition of a woman. A woman is a mature girl who has weighed her existence in the balances of sound judgment, logic, and all the other things that procure a healthy life. That would be like if anybody asked me, what is a man? I would answer the same way. A man, first of all, and I believe that women can have these characteristics also, but primarily a man is one that takes care of his business. He's determined to do it. He'll take every effort possible to do it. And he will not let anything stand in his way. A man never cracks under the strain. He, as the famous explorer John C. Fremont did, he finds a path or he makes one. That's a man. There are women that have these characteristics also. So, in agreement with what a woman is, she is first and foremost one that cares for the children that she bears. She knows that if the children are personally hers, that they have to come from the making of a man. A woman is one that thinks through axioms. Now, you can be gay, straight, whatever nomenclature you want to use. You can be bi. But if you're transgendered, you analyze the defining of these terms quite different from, because my definition of these terms sounds like old baggage, traditional kind of way of thinking. Okay. I'll go with that. But let's take it and make it a little bit clear. I would like someone to answer me this. What, and I'm a gay man, don't get me wrong. I know, I've been that way my whole life. I've always catered towards being more congenial with men than I have with women my entire life. And I'm in my late 70s. I make no bones about it. I don't apologize. Why? Because I'm a man. And usually, men do not apologize for being men. That's why our prisons are full of men from my community, because they are not apologizing. They did what they did because it had to be done. Now let's go back to the calls. Albeit a gay man that I am a man. I am not a woman. I have never desired to be a woman. I married a woman out of sheer necessity for my existence as a man in a straight man's world. Okay, let's put it like that. I'm a dude who knew and knows now, hear me out, that being a dude suits my demeanor other than being a woman. I don't want to be a woman. I don't know why any person born, and see, this isn't a gender question. This is a question of logic. I've seen the perplexities of childbirth. I don't want to give birth to a child. I know women that do not want to give birth to children. Some that have had children, some that has never bore children. They don't like the process. They're women. They're still women. There's nothing wrong with them. They have the right in this country, America, not to bear children. That is their constitutional right. Not only constitutional, their human right not to bear children. But if that woman gets involved with the man that really cares for her, he will want some offspring from her and himself to represent what he stands for. That's the way a man thinks. How does a woman think? I can only quote from experience of knowing women to a certain degree. I cannot know them more than I knew my wife of 35 years. Some would even tell me today, John, you never understood women. Well, probably so. I'm not a woman. But at the end of the day, the question needs to be answered by those that are a part of the transgendered community. Now, you can call it LGBT, queer, or whatever you want to do that. I'm talking about any person that is of a transgendered nature. I believe that that person has to be able to logically, rationally define who the hell they are. I don't believe that a child can do that. I knew that as a child, I liked little boys and not little girls. Now, ask me to explain it as a child of 10 and 11 years old. I couldn't explain it. I couldn't explain hormones. I couldn't explain excitement. Man. I'm so glad that Calvin sent me that piece, because what it did, it forced me to come in the studio here today and to not to give my opinion of something that, you know, is supposed to be difficult to talk about. I saw PhDs, educated people, professors of universities cop out on the question of not being able to define what a woman is, like the recently appointed Supreme Court Justice. She would not define in normative terms what a woman is. And the reason that she did not because she had to. Maybe some might think that the Republicans were trying to get her to put her foot in her mouth. The woman is a brilliant law strategist, so she had to know how to answer that question. But she refused because that is what our country is going through. And that is what is setting off the rampage in certain people's minds. That is why they'll pick up an AR-15 and go in a place and do away with the babies. That doesn't make any sense at all, but it doesn't make any sense at all either when you look at the gender question in this country. What was interesting about this interview that Calvin Taylor sent me is that the white man went to Africa to some tribe way out in the boonies somewhere, I think in around Nairobi, Kenya, I think it was, and asked the African tribesmen, brought up the subject of transgenderism, and the native men, all men, were asked, they all laughed. And when the natives were asked, would they like to come to America, they laughed and said no. Why is it? Would you say that they're following some anglicized, colonialized traditional? No, they're human beings. They logically look at what is a transgender? What is that? Now, I know what it's supposed to be. I love the individuals that are really a part of that group. I love them. I know some transgendered individuals. I love them. They're personal friends of mine. I respect them. I respect their decision in this country to be who they are. I have a gay pride flag blowing outside of my window here at the Lucy Coleman studio. I affirm gay people. I'm not biased against anybody. Now, I don't have a murderer's flag flying outside my window. I don't have a pedophile's flag flying outside my window. I don't have a criminal's flag flying outside my window. Because I can define what being a gay man and a gay adult man is to me. I could define it when I was that gay adult man, when I was 27, 28, 29, 30, just involved in a marriage with my wife. But why define it? If I had defined it to a community that would marginalize me, penalize me, stop me from going forward. Oh, I love God for what he did in my life. You know, he lines me up with this beautiful Filipino woman. And I had never known any woman sexually in my life until I met this beautiful, beautiful Filipino woman. And she liked me. Wait a minute. Get this. She liked me. And my wife didn't like a lot of men. No, she didn't. No. My wife wasn't treated very fairly by her. I mean, if anybody could go back and look at their the history of who they were and all of that, my wife could do it, and she would say, the men in my family didn't treat me very well, so she wasn't catering to a lot of men at all. But she liked me. She thought I was rather cute, and I thought that she was gorgeous. I didn't see what she saw in me, ever. I've never seen what a woman sees in a man. No, I only see what a man sees in a man. And I don't like to deal with unhealthy, unstable, ignorant men. I don't deal with that type, no. And I'm not talking about the process of lovemaking. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about interactions with other human beings. I don't want to be around any human being that causes me to feel uncomfortable, imbalanced, out of whack. Why? Because I'm a man. And I appreciated Kelvin sending me that particular clip about this issue of gender identification, because I know that around even some gay men, to this date, I feel very uncomfortable when they act up in the streets. That's okay when you come by my home and you're in my home, and if I'm cooking a dish and you're going to eat dinner with me and you want to act up, you're in my home and it's all right. But there are some people who don't know when nor how to behave themselves, and I don't care for that. Especially the ones that have to blow this large, large horn or what are clanging on this loud and disgusting cymbal to say that I don't give a damn what nobody says, I'm a woman. I said, no, dude, you ain't no woman. You are a dude. Now, for whatever reason you want to ascribe to be a female, and I'm a gay man talking to you. Don't get it twisted. Because, see, I don't know why Kelvin Taylor put me on his list. Maybe he wanted to hear my answer, and that's why, you know. I wrote him a long paragraph about the clip, and because I appreciate Kelvin. I met Kelvin years ago when in person. I think I was doing a conference in Jersey City, in New Jersey, in Newark. And I flew there to, and Kelvin flew there, and I met him. I had been corresponding with him. Kelvin had recently got married, and he's become quite an adequate communicator on social issues on the social networks. Obviously, Kelvin is younger than I am. And he sent this clip, and it prompted this conversation. See, I would say to a transgendered person, you may view yourself as that, but, and I'm going to put this but on it, and I'm going to be very specific. I hope that it doesn't cause me to lose contact with some of my gay friends because I love them. I really do. But I know what a man is. And I know what a boy is. And a boy ain't no man because he has. See, the question was, is a female or a male because of their genitalia? Well, that's the issue, isn't it? I have... Let me see how I would answer that. If someone asked me that, John, is what makes you a man your genitalia? Now, I'm going to answer that as intelligently as I possibly can. Men are egotistical creatures. And men have for generations weighed their worth by the size and the input of their genitalia. You know, I got bigger this than you got. That's a man. That has always been one of the defining ways that you can define a man. And he prides himself in his family, in his achievements, in his goals, in his ambitions. He is a man. I remember when I moved in this house, and I told Lucy, this is a nice little house. And I said, based upon the job category that I've chosen for the rest of my life to be a pastor, I told her when we moved in this house in 1974 that we will probably both die out of it. Thus far, I've been correct, and I'm sitting in the Lucy Coleman studio making this piece right now. So you see, as a man, I was correct. Why? Because I'm a didactic creature. I know what the hell I'm talking about, why I'm talking about it. Now, how do I define myself as a man, as one that does that? Can a woman do that? Yes. Now, what defines a woman? As a woman, she would have to say, I'm not a little girl. Like when I tell you I'm a man, I'm not a boy, a little boy. and I'm not using the term derogatorily like maybe a white supremacist would use it and say, boys, straighten your act out. I'm not concerned about his perversion. I am a man, therefore, I think like a man, I act like a man. In the Bible, there's a verse, Paul said, I put away childish things. I think the Apostle Paul defined it very well. He says, when I was a child, I thought as a child. I acted as a child. I behaved as a child. But when I became a man, Paul said, I put away those childish things. I see a boy playing with his little sisters. I never played with mine. My sisters played with dolls, tea party sets. I'm trying to remember the toys. Gala pink colors and yellow and blues. And no, I wanted a fire truck. I lived in L.A. my whole life. And when I was a kid, I remember me telling my daddy I wanted an LAPD black and white toy car. They were all metal at the time. And I wanted one of those with the red light on top of it, just like I saw going up and down the street. Because when I was a boy, I wanted to be a cop. No, I didn't want to. Look, listen to me right. No, I didn't want to become somebody that's going to be beating somebody upside the head and arresting people and all that and handcuffing them and kicking them down and choking them out. No, I didn't want to do anything like that. But at the very same time, I wanted to be a cop. I wanted to be a fireman. I wanted to drive a streetcar. The things that excited little boys. Now, I'm sure that little girls get excited by that too. And a little girl can drive a fire engine, can be a police person with a gun around her waist. And some of these little girls will tackle you down and bring you down to the ground. But they will say, I am a woman. You know, some of the things that got me on that clip that I watched was, or maybe I watched this afterwards, that some of the female athletes were complaining about the transgendered person coming in on the sports because one little girl said that every time she would race in a race and she'd come in contact with a transgendered person, a male that said that he was a female, they'd always win the race. And that made all the sense in the world to me. They should not have transgendered persons competing against people that are not transgendered. If you want to be transgendered, this is my humble opinion, and I have a right to give it, and I'm open to suggestions, but please don't tell me that I need to think like you. All right, if you're a transgendered person and you want to, and you think that you've convinced yourself that you're a woman, and you want to go in a woman's locker room and dress like that, and you haven't had the operation, and you're going to get undressed in there, and you're going to take off your clothes, she's going to see that hair coming all out and everything. That does something to a female. In some cases, it offends them. In some cases, unwarrantedly, it excites them. That is why these two places of endearment, such as the shower or the locker room, is either male or female. But now when you have the transgendered, making demands. Well, who's going to pay for this new damn bathroom? Who's going to pay for the partitions to separate? Who's going? They're going to smell you. You smell like a man. Unless you're going to be wearing baby powder on your behind. I'm just keeping it real as a $2 bill. That's all I can do. I'm just speaking off the top of my head as a 78-year-old cat that understood during the documentary that I was watching why the Africans in Africa all laughed and said, no, I don't want to come to America. And while I was looking at the clip of the Africans, they had flies and bugs and everything flying all around them. I kept saying, oh, no, I couldn't live there because I couldn't stand them bugs all on my ass. No. But they said they wouldn't even come here. As a matter of fact, they said, we've never heard of this kind of thought in human beings. You see, the more, and we've always had gay people. They weren't talking about gay people. They're talking about transgenderism. People that have convinced themselves. And I've got to say this. Now, first of all, the people on the right, the Republicans, all these senators and congresspersons, newscasters, and all these people that want to affirm blatant murder, because that's what it is when you have all these guns and rifles and, you know, AK-47s or 45s or whatever it is. I just saw a special on 60 Minutes on the internet that showed what these bullets can do when they rip through a human body, and it brought me to tears when I thought about those poor babies in the fourth grade in Texas and their teachers' body ripped apart by this automatic weapon. And then I'm wondering why the people on the right won't sign these bills to stop these inhumane weapons from being fired upon us in our society. And you know that as long as people have one in their custody, somebody is going to get a hold to that gun. So the guns are out there. The guns can be made very easily, and they can be bought very easily. It is a part of our society. I am now at the particular time in my life where, I just looked around the house and I said, oh my God, John, you need some food. But I can't remember the last time I went to the store. I'm not going out there. I don't want to go to another mall, another shopping center, or nothing. Because this country is so jackass backwards that you can't stop a lunatic from putting on all black, loading up magazines. And some of these policemen who's never had the power to do anything but maybe make a baby, you give them a badge and a gun and a stick and the power of the state that they live in, you better watch out because you got a ticking time bomb on your hands. And don't ask the church to interfere because they are totally impotent. They've been trying to cover up homosexuality within their ranks for years. You know, I could bump this conversation and talk about when I was a pastor in the church, all the gay men that I came across. Not necessarily in the church that I pastored, but though now some of my friends tell me you probably had more gay men in your church than you thought. Well, if we did exist, we didn't talk about it. I know I didn't, and I was a pastor of the church. So getting back on the subject matter. And the subject matter is, what's happened to us? What went on? What did it? What can be said for us? Where do we draw the line? And it goes both ways. You know, even if you're a female and you Well, I'm not really a female. Okay, don't have children. Okay, don't lie with a man. But now, wait a minute now. You're going to take these hormones. And what I learned in that special is that these hormones, man, they had one person that was taking those hormones for years. And this person came and just told the truth. This stuff is killing me. I don't know what that was. Something popped. But he said, this stuff is killing me. Trying to warn the people against the dangers. I put it that way. The dangers of not taking care of yourself or not being able to define exactly who we are. You can hear that rumbling in the background of my computer. It does that now and then. I don't want to start this thing all over again. So I'll say this. If you cannot, just like the Supreme Court Justice, Mrs. Jackson, if you cannot define specifically what your gender is and why, listen, you think, I mean, it cannot be just the fact that you think you this and you want everybody else to see you as that. And if they don't see you as that, you're going to kick up some dust in their face. No, because what I need you to do is to define to me, I mean, for my understanding. Some of you listening to me may have a far clearer understanding than I objectively have. Some of you may think that I'm twisted because I don't think like you. No. I'm a logician. I'm thinking with logic. You hear all that rumbling. But let me stop it right there. Thank you for coming to my site. I'd like to hear some feedback on this.